Optimal Health Podcast, episode number 1, How I Help and Care for People. Welcome to the Optimal Health Podcast. I am Dr. Scott Little, your personal doctor, health coach, consultant, here to help you create your own optimal health game plan or strategy for living an optimal life. You know, health is a state of complete or optimal physical, mental, emotional, social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So here we talk about functional medicine or functional wellness, if you will, anti-aging, stress, weight management, fat burning, fitness, even how to achieve an optimal social life. I want to make a difference in the quality of your life. So please subscribe to this podcast and let me coach you, teach you, inspire you to live an optimally healthy life. Well, I am Dr. Scott Little. I'm a chiropractor by training and a health coach by passion. What do I mean by that? You know, I want to take this episode and just talk to you about what I do clinically, how I might be able to help you, how I help my patients. Yes, indeed. First and foremost, I am a chiropractor and I am passionate about the principles of chiropractic. You know, chiropractors don't just crack backs or pop necks to get rid of neck pain or back pain or headaches. The chiropractic philosophy and profession is all based on the fact that God gave you and your body the ability to heal itself. Chiropractors refer to this as innate intelligence. You know, when you were conceived, an egg and sperm united and created first and foremost after a few days, your brain and then your central nervous system, and then branching out of your nervous system grew all of the organs and glands and tissues. You know, you didn't have to think about that. Your parents didn't have to think about it. It was all innate. And chiropractors understand the relationship between this life that exists upon the interaction between egg and sperm and all of the processes that occur thereafter. You know, the nervous system was the first system that was created, and indeed, it creates all of the other systems in the body. So your heart is merely a specialized nerve ending. Your stomach, your liver, your kidneys, your gallbladder, your intestines, everything, every organ, every muscle, every tissue cell in your body is merely an extension of the nervous system. And as a chiropractor, I understand that the nervous system is the master system that runs the body, and therefore it is the most important system, arguably. And as a chiropractor, my objective is to maximize or create a situation whereby your nervous system can function optimally. Now, what do we do? What do we mean by that? What keeps our nervous system from functioning optimally? Well, we live in a fallen world, and stress is all around us. Emotional stress, mental stress, chemical stress, physical stress. From the time that we are born and the doctors pull on our head or tug on our bodies, we have the potential to receive our first spinal or nerve damage. And then you've seen children learn to walk. My goodness, they fall down dozens of times a day, hit their head on the couch. But even before that, we stick all sorts of toxic chemicals and potentially dangerous substances into their body, and we feed them sugar and high fructose corn syrup and very poor diet. You know, the baby foods and the formulas and all of these things are just loaded with chemicals and artificial sweeteners and things that are very, very damaging to the body and to optimal health and to the nervous system, create stressful situations in the nervous system. Well, then we go to school and we sit in class for all of those years with our head forward and our neck turned down, reading books, studying for exams, sitting all day, doing things that put tremendous physical stress and tension on our bodies. Well, you know, I'm not criticizing all of those things. We could have some debates and some arguments as to, you know, what the right thing to, the optimal way of delivery and what to feed a child and things of that nature. The point I'm trying to make right now is all of us are under stress. That probably isn't a surprise to you. And we've all been under stress, arguably from the time that we were born, but maybe even from the time that we were conceived. The objective and the intent of a chiropractic adjustment is to help undo the damage that all of these years of stress, emotional, chemical, and physical, have done the body, so that your genetic potential for life and quality of life can be expressed at its maximum level. I want your immune system functioning at its optimal level. I want you to be emotionally all that you can be. I want your brain to function at its optimal level. I want your stomach and your intestines and your liver and heart and gallbladder and all of the organs in your body to function at their optimal level. But again, stress interferes with the function of the nervous system, interrupts the flow of life from the brain cell to the tissue cell. And that is something that we can correct through the chiropractic adjustment. You know, we don't just crack your neck, pop your back. I hate those terms, especially if you were to experience one of my chiropractic adjustments. We use such very gentle and light forces. And, you know, nobody reports that, oh, that hurt. You know, our approach is very, very specific and very, very gentle, designed to find the areas of tension in your body, interference, places where there's pressure on the nerves, irritation to the nerves that are literally decreasing the flow of life going from the brain to the tissue cell. Correct that. Allow the body to relax. Allow the body to detense, if you will, to function at its optimal level so that homeostasis, what's that? Homeostasis is a state where all of the organs and glands and body functions are functioning at their optimal level. And that's what we're trying to do and trying to achieve in our patients. And in so doing, their back pain goes away typically, their headaches go away, their digestion problems go away. Oftentimes their asthma and allergies improve. But you know, the chiropractic adjustment isn't a specific adjustment for a headache that's different for back pain, that's different from any other sickness or disease. The objective of the chiropractor is to correct the body of nerve interference just to allow it to function at its optimal level. So a lot of times people ask, well, how would I know if I need a chiropractor? And I hope you understand after this explanation that, you know, everyone needs a chiropractor. Everybody has the potential of benefiting from chiropractic care. Everyone who has who wants or desires to live optimally healthy and maximize their genetic potential for life and quality of life need to be under chiropractic care for their entire lives and on a regular basis to not just treat their pains and symptoms, but to maximize their level of nervous system expression, maximize that communication between the brain cell and the tissue cell. We take care of a lot of infants. You know, I think the most important time to be under chiropractic care if you are a woman is when you're pregnant, and the most important time to, or the earliest time that you should get checked by a chiropractor is right after you're born. You know, the amount of pulling and twisting and tugging on the neck or the spine during the birth process is enough to warrant receiving a chiropractic adjustment. But the reality is that every day of our lives we're under stress, and the purpose of chiropractic is to undo the damage that stress has done the body and allow you to function at your optimal level. So we take care of families in our office, women, children, husbands, wives, senior citizens. We take care of people arguably from womb to tomb and help them to optimize their expression of life. You know, when a person wants to get under my care, the first thing we have them do is to fill out about a 200-question symptom survey called the Optimal Health Assessment. It's a great tool. It's free of charge to fill out. You can go to my website, drscottlittle.com, anytime, day or night, fill out that Optimal Health Assessment and get instant feedback about what symptoms you may be experiencing and what that may mean in your body. It gives you a score on about 25 or 30 different health indicators, and we can use that to get a bird's eye view or an overall view of what's going on in your body, what's going on in your digestion system, your stomach, your bowels, what's going on in your adrenal glands, your thyroid, your cardiovascular system, your liver, gallbladder, your stomach, your inflammation states, what's going on in your hormones. Are you estrogen dominant? Are you progesterone deficient? Just all sorts of different things that we can assess using the Optimal Health Assessment. Gives you a great report, and it gives us a guide as to what perhaps symptoms, or rather systems of the body, may need some additional nutritional support. You know, you can't get all of the nutrients that you need to live optimally healthy just from the standard American diet. We know that's true. We know that obesity and diabetes is the fastest growing disease in American history. We're reaching we're approaching a level whereby 70 to 80% of the American population is either overweight or obese, and a significant number of people are just wanting to lose an extra 10 or 15 pounds to get in optimal shape. They may not be considered obese. They may have a fine body mass index or BMI, but they want to get in better shape. So the majority of our population wants to lose weight and learn how to burn fat, and a significant percentage of our people need to desperately. You know, the Optimal Health Assessment may show us that there's evidence of thyroid problem or adrenal problem or cardiovascular problem or inflammation or this, that, or the other thing. And, you know, in my opinion, the medical approach is to divide you up into all of these systems where you have a specialist who looks at one system or one organ and doesn't look at you as a whole, and that's a problem in my opinion. So we don't look at the Optimal Health Assessment and say, oh, you've got a thyroid problem, so let's give you these nutritional supplements. You've got adrenal problems, so let's give you these. You've got bowel problems, so let's give you these supplements. No, we don't take that outside-in approach as much as we try to look at you as a whole person and figure out what one thing we might do. And typically, it's help a person to lose weight. I think most people know that most people who are overweight, that's the number one concern. That when I ask people, what are your top five health goals, oftentimes it's to lose weight. And it just seems like if we can handle that one thing, that the majority of the other problems disappear on their own. So when I look at a patient's Optimal Health Assessment and it shows up five or six different things and they're 20, 30, 50, 80, 100 pounds overweight, typically the first place I want to start is helping you to lose weight. You know, oftentimes we can help a person to lose 30 or 40 pounds in 45, 60 days, or maybe a little bit longer, but very safely and very effectively. And, you know, I oftentimes ask, what would your life be like if you were 30, 45, 60 pounds less, if that's what you're really needing to achieve? And the reality is that in a lot of people, their blood pressure problems, their hypertension might disappear. Their thyroid gland might improve its function. Their adrenal glands might improve. Their arthritis might go away. Their depression and anxiety, something that affects so many people. One in five Americans is on antipsychotic medications, whether it's antidepressants, anti-anxiety medicine, ADD, things of that nature. Hey, if we can help a person to lose weight, get fit, get in their optimal state of health, then oftentimes those things just disappear. And the need for medication disappears. So we have people to fill out the optimal health assessment, and that helps us to know what strategies nutritionally and lifestyle-wise we might add to our chiropractic care. And I have to tell you that a lot of my people and clients that I take care of don't ever receive my chiropractic care because a lot of my coaching and consulting is done from a distance. I can help people via telephone and email and Skype, and technology just allows me to, from Bloomington, Indiana, help a ton of people in pretty much anywhere in the world or anywhere where we can communicate via phone or Skype or whatever. We do an optimal health blood test. So in addition to the free optimal health assessment that has its limitations, because arguably symptoms, which is what you're reporting on the optimal health assessment, are the last thing to occur in the dis-ease process, and they're the first things to go away. So sometimes symptoms can be misleading, but it gives us a good idea of where we need to start. You don't know what you don't measure, and for about 20 or 30% of our patients, maybe even a few more, anybody who qualifies or we think we would benefit from it, we do a specialized blood test. Oh, this is a great blood test. It's probably unlike any blood test that your medical doctor has ever ordered on you, because we're able to provide you about $2,200 worth of blood tests and analyzing system function for under $350. And it's a great tool that we have, this optimal health report. And it can be drawn in anywhere, and especially one of 1,600 LabCorp locations. And so people from all over the country, if not all over the world, can go get a blood draw, and then we have the ability to assess that blood draw from a functional wellness standpoint and really get to the heart of what's going on in your body. Again, you don't know what you don't measure, so we measure things and get indications as to what your vitamin D levels are, what your inflammatory states are, how your thyroid is functioning, your adrenals, all of the systems of your body. The Optimal Health Report is a phenomenal tool that we have to be able to be that health coach, that consultant, not to treat your diseases, not to diagnose your diseases and illnesses, but doggone it, we live in a day and age where people are looking for that person who they can build a relationship, that doctor they can build a relationship with, who they can call, who they can email, who they can text, who they can get on the phone and have a consultation with. You know, the healthcare system is absolutely abysmal, and it's getting worse, and no matter what the government does, it's not going to make for an optimal or an ideal healthcare system. And people more and more and more are realizing the limitations of our medical healthcare system, a philosophy built on just treating symptoms and not necessarily restoring health or getting to the cause of your problems. People are fed up with the concept of going to the doctor's office, having a 30-minute wait, a 45-minute wait, an hour and a half wait to merely be seen, not even by the doctor, but rather by a nurse practitioner who, you know, I don't want to say anything against nurse practitioners, because nurse practitioners tend to be awesome, and they're able to fill that gap that doctors oftentimes can't achieve. You know, oftentimes doctors don't have the greatest communication skills, but most all of the nurse practitioners that I've ever encountered or met have that. They come from that nursing background, and they have better communication skills. That's not across the board by any stretch of an imagination. It's a sweeping generalization. We shouldn't make sweeping generalizations, but I have a real heart for nurse practitioners. But with this medical system that we've got, there's so many people to take care of, and people are just we're so focused on getting rid of symptoms instead of restoring health that the bottom line is that people are sick and tired of just going to the doctor, waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting to get a 5-minute consultation ending with an antibiotic or a muscle relaxer, and that's about it. So what are we able to do? We are able to do a much better job of working one-on-one with a patient to really get to the heart of what's the best strategy for you to lose weight, what's the best strategy for you to optimize your thyroid function, your adrenal function, your hormones, your digestion system, etc. And we do that through the optimal health assessment. We do that by supplying your body with nutrients, whole food nutritional supplements and vitamins and minerals or herbal products. We don't prescribe medicine. You know, a medical doctor and nurse practitioner have to do that, but we're still able to help people to improve their overall health and quality of life. So that's how I help people. First and foremost, I'm a chiropractor, and my objective is to optimize the function of the central nervous system to communicate and supply power and information to every tissue cell in the body, to reduce the effects of stress on the entire body, and then to feed the body optimally, optimal nutrition, and to help people to achieve their optimal weight, their fitness strategies, to get in the best shape of their life, to help them to create their very own, what we call your optimal health game plan, your strategy for living an optimally healthy life. So please go to my website, drscottlittle.com, fill out that optimal health assessment. It's free. And if you so desire, then give me a call and let's set up a consultation and see what we might do to help you, perhaps chiropractically, perhaps with nutrition, perhaps with one of our weight loss strategies. Let's help you to achieve your optimal health, your optimal quality of life. Well, before we close out this episode, I'd like to kind of give you an idea of how the content is organized on the Optimal Health podcast. You know, doctor means teacher, and my primary responsibility is to teach people where health comes from, what causes us to lose our health, what we can do to reclaim our health, and what we must do to stay healthy for the rest of our lives. And so we have a variety of segments on the show that are going to be just the elements that put the thing together to help you to create your own strategy. But the first thing is lifeguard on duty. That's what I call our segment. You know, I see myself as sort of a lifeguard, the person who's here to protect you, to warn you of danger, to report to you when situations aren't ideal for you to have a good quality of life. And, you know, I call these things sharks. They're the stressors in our life. They're the things that rob us of our health. They're the things that are dangerous. You know, an example might be folks, don't microwave your food in plastic. The chemicals that are leached into the food can be carcinogens and especially have been linked to breast cancer. Ladies, by all means, it's so convenient to put your food in a plastic container and then microwave it. It's a bad, bad idea. It's not a good thing. It puts you at risk for cancer. These are the kinds of things I want to share with you. I want you to understand the role of stress and stressors. I want you to understand why it is that high fructose corn syrup is making us fat, why it is that NutraSweet or aspartame or Splenda or sucralose, these artificial sweeteners are not ideally. Something can be one calorie and still be very, very fattening for us, very, very unhealthy. I want to be able to warn you of the things that you're doing, perhaps in raising your family, raising your children, things that are robbing us of our health. And so we call that segment Lifeguard on Duty. And then I've always loved the quotation, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, but if you teach him to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. So we have the Teach a Man to Fish segment. Sorry if it comes off sexist, it's just the way the saying goes. But that's my goal is to report to you information that you can use to be healthier. I don't want to just tell you to do something, to eat more of this or to do more of that. I want to show you. I want to empower you. I want to teach you to fish. I don't want to just give you a fish. And so if I can help you to create your game plan, your strategy, if I can help you to design your life in such a way that you fill all the elements that are necessary, drinking half your weight in water every day and eating more vegetables and less sugar and refined foods and wheat and commercial dairy. And I want to give you why those things are so important. I want to empower you with recipes and strategies and the fundamentals of health and wellness. You know, each week we're going to record a special podcast. We may do it on Wednesdays and call it Weight Loss Wednesday, or we may call it Fat Burning Friday or something of that nature. But I want to give you strategies and principles of weight loss and fat burning, because it's something that, again, 80% of the population is in need of. And then lastly, I want to help you to, or I want to talk to you about relationships and recovery. My wife, Karen Little, is just an awesome, awesome human being, and just love her so much. And she is what we refer to around here as your own personal cheerleader. We call her the blonde with a brain, your personal cheerleader. She has her own podcast called Faith, Freedom, and Fitness. She is such a dynamic human being with the gift to inspire people and teach people and encourage people. And she has a very special testimony, and she's had it pretty rough, and she has overcome a lot of obstacles in life. Her journey has taken her into some pretty dark places, and she comes through on the other side in victory. And we have a lot to communicate about relationships, personality styles, and then she has a lot to offer in the world of recovery. We all have our hurts, habits, and hang-ups and things that keep us from being ideally and optimally healthy. And Karen Little, my wife, she's just a wealth of information and encouraging words and ideas to help you to achieve an optimally healthy emotional and mental life, as well as, doggone it, she knows a lot about fitness and health and just putting the whole package together. And so she will be a frequent contributor on this Optimal Health podcast, and we will all benefit from who God has created her to be. Hey, we have another podcast. This podcast is the Optimal Health Podcast, and Karen and I also record a podcast with our good friend Pastor John Barrett called On the Journey, Becoming Who You Were Created to Be. And I alluded to Karen's podcast, Faith, Freedom, and Fitness. And these are the three main podcasts that we record and the content that we produce on a weekly basis. And this show, On the Journey, Becoming Who You Were Created to Be, is the three of us coming together at a round table for a round table discussion with a topic just to, from our own unique perspectives, myself as a health coach and a doctor, and Karen as a fitness coach and a recovery coach, and John, Pastor John, as a leadership, personal development, and then of course, his message as a pastor. We produce a great show called On the Journey. So we have a lot of resources for you, and I'd be more than happy to communicate with you via email. My email address is scott@drscottlittle.com. Take that optimal health assessment, and let's just see how we might work together. Well, that's how I help people. That's how my team, including Pastor John and Karen Little, can help people. We'd love to help you to achieve an optimal quality of life and help you to create strategies, overcome obstacles, and just be all that you were created to be. I'm Dr. Scott Little. We are living optimally.